the story of Bert and Boy. The leather number coat that Myrtle Spear wears in the show has become an important clue in the Ray Hunt murder case. Captain O'Toole has accused her of using the coat to establish a last-minute alibi to account for her movement. Without telling Jack Arnold that Mert claims to have thrown a button on the garment, he showed Jack the coat. Jack agreed that the button did not look as if it had ever been off the coat, but he still maintained his conviction that Mert is innocent. In just a moment, we'll go on with today's episode in the story of Mert and Mars. It's almost showtime the same day. Two detectives from headquarters are in Clarence's sewing room looking for evidence. One of them says,
"Hey, Joe, what's the idea of sending us down here in this sewing room? What can we find in this mess? We looked through it before. The thief told us to bring back that spear game coat to us. And he also told us to use our eyes and see if we can find that missing gun."
"Hey, do you think this Myrtle spear bumped cut off?"
"I don't know, Eddie. I hope not. She's such a good-looking tomato."
"Hey, Joe, what do you call this little thing with all the diamonds in it?"
"Oh, put that down. Put that down, Eddie. You make me flush."
"It beats me how some of these girls get into this stuff. Say, wouldn't you like to see the dame who wears those pink fingernails? Does it go in pregnant bag?"
"Oh, take that bustle off, will you? We're here on business, Eddie, not pleasure."
"Hey, Joe, look at this fancy thing."
"Oh, Eddie, cut it out, will you? We can't do anything until that costume designer comes in. I've looked through everything, and I'm getting nowhere."
"Hey, Joe, how do I look in this Spanish shawl?"
"Hey, go on, the cookies, but they're all your fucking
ears. Look at the great big policeman. Aren't you going to show, boy? Oh, Gwen, come here and look. Oh, look. Oh, he looks kind of cute. I could go for him. Let's try the headdress on the other one."
"Come on in here.
Oh, the little boys from headquarters want to play the Madame de Rosie."
"Oh, yeah, I'm
Rosie.
Lay off, girls. Will you lay off? We're only waiting for that sniff and snuffer guy."
"Why, in the sewing room. Or perhaps they're looking for the thread of the story."
"Oh, yeah, Miss Spear, the thread you used when you sewed on that button."
"Well, I'll show it to you."
"You're kind of anxious, ain't you, sister?"
"Yes, Margie. Come in and join the party."
"Oh, is it a party?"
"It will be now. Here comes Clarence."
"What is this? How dare you? This is my sanctum sanctorum."
"It's the reception committee, Clarence, waiting to see you. And they're all dressed for the occasion."
"Listen, you case, get out of here. You know you have no business in this sewing room. Go back to your dressing room."
All right.
"Yes, for you bloodhounds, you're supposed to track down the criminal, not track up my sewing room. And take off that Spanish shawl, you, and be careful with that headdress. What is this, a charade?"
"Ah, shut up, Lizzie, before I tie you in a knot."
"You're probably pretty civil. What is it you boys want? I'm willing to tell you anything."
Did you ever see this coat before?"
"See it? I designed it."
"You must have had trouble designing the back."
"Use your eyes, man. There isn't any back.
Some people are so stupid."
"What did you do? Run out of bed?"
"Well, I'm running out of patience."
"What do you hop off on?"
"Whose coat is this?"
Let me see. Should be a name, right? Yeah. Metal Spear.
Who's going to inspect on this coat?"
The sewing woman."
"What wood?
Thread.
Can't you see?"
"What kind of thread?"
"It's about number 9 gray thread. Good quality."
Do any of them buttons ever come off?"
"Well, none of them have ever come off yet. You can never tell anything about those tapes. You could get in and out of a straitjacket without untying a puckering string."
"Do any of these here buttons look like they've been sewn on this coat recently?"
"Doesn't look like it to me. If any of those buttons ever came off, you wouldn't have to fix this sewing it on. They'd call for Clarence."
"Tell me, would Myrtle Spear sew one on if he had to?"
"Well, Myrtle might."
"Where do you keep this kind of thread and sewing stuff?"
"Right over here on this table. Come here, I'll show you. There's all kinds of thread in this basket. Let's see now. Here's a spool of thread that you can sew these buttons on."
"Do you always keep your sewing stuff here?"
"Right on this table, and won't give it to anyone who uses any of it and doesn't put it back in place."
"Well, I guess that's all, Clarence. I'll leave this coat here tonight with Spear Girl from here. Come on, Joe."
"Well, goodbye. Awfully nice of you boys to drop in for the social call."
"Oh, said it was a social call.
We're looking for evidence.
Oh, I should have thought of that.
And say, you, have you found that gun yet?
No, but I'm still searching.
Well, when you find it, let me know, will you?
I'll let you know immediately.
Okay, thanks. Come here a minute. Can you pick it up for me with that little gun by Glenn?
My dear, it'd be a wasted evening.
I say, Count, I could go for that Margie.
You find Marge very particular.
Come on, Joe. We'll mosey around here during the show. Keep on the lookout for that gun, Clarence.
I'm not leaving a stone unturned.
Oh,
Clarence! excuse me for bumping into you, miss.
Well, that's all right. It was my fault.
You're kidding, ain't you, Joe?
Clarence. Clarence.
Yes, Marge? What do you want?
Well, I came up in there. Are you sure those detectives aren't coming back?
No, they'll be sleeping around the theater all evening.
Where's the coat,
Clarence? There it is, over there on the table. Take it in for a moment.
Clarence, what do they want to know?
They asked me the silliest questions about that coat and about the buttons and the thread. Mm. They think they're going to dash into the dressmaking business.
Did they say anything about why they wanted to know about the buttons on the coat?
Yes. If you ask me, I think it's just an excuse to come down here and hang around you, Kate. Those cops are out for no good.
Where are you,
Right over there on the table. And if you take them into the dressing room, be sure and bring them back and put them back where you got them.
Okay. What are you going to do now, then?
Nothing, I hope. I should like to sit down for a moment and cogitate.
Oh!
What are you doing with those tears, Mary?
Oh, look what I've done, Clint. I stood right here and accidentally cut this button off Myrtle's coat.
Oh, dear, Marge, you couldn't have done that.
Well, hand it over.
I'll throw it on.
No, don't bother. I'll do it,
Clarence. Well, there's a thread in that basket. There's a needle and thimble in that, too.
Clarence, have you any idea who killed Mr.
Hill? Yeah, I have my suspicions, Mark. I can't tell anybody now. Who do you think did it?
I don't know. I'd be afraid to say if I did. Oh, this is a terrible thing, Clarence. It just worries murdering me night and day.
Well, anybody with half a brain would know you didn't have anything to do with it, Mark.
Well, you don't think anybody would ever suspect murder, do you?
Look, maybe a wildcat of science, but she would never kill anybody.
Well, I'm going back into the dressing room now.
Did you throw that button on?
Mm-hmm. And listen, Clarence, don't tell anybody that I accidentally cut it off.
Mm-hmm. Nothing to me, as long as it's going on again.
Okay, see you later.
Margie,
I'm standing in my chin. Well, I'm all ready, but for my costume. Here's the coat, Myrtle.
Oh, thanks, dear.
Hang it up, please.
Mm-hmm.
Margie, are those playful detectives still in the sewing room bothering Clarence?
No, they've gone upstairs. But I heard them say they'd be around all evening.
They aren't missing a trick, you can guess. Hey, I'm the kind of dope for that good-looking young sergeant who was here the other night.
Glenn said she had a couple of dates with the man named Eddie.
Probably pumped her for plenty of information. And boy, I'll bet her tongue wags. What is she going to get paid for it?
Oh, no, you don't mean a bribe.
Look, Billy would tell all she knows for a bowl of chili.
Oh, I've answered so many questions, I can't think of any more answers. But I've got a good word for you, Mike.
Oh, thanks, Gwen. I'm glad somebody did.
The captain asked me what kind of a costume you had. And I told him you didn't have any.
Oh,
what?
No.
And you got mad.
Oh,
and then I told him about your nice to talk Billy right in the eye.
Gwen! Mm-hmm. Was it the funny boy?
Sure. I told him because Billy said Nate was mixed up with the murder of Harry Duffy.
Oh, Gwen.
That does it.
And I also told him that Nate was mad because Huck told Billy he should be the captain of the sixth.
Oh, Gwen, how did you ever tell any such thing as that?
Well, I had to tell him something. He asked me, and I told him how bad we all felt when Nick got fired.
Did you tell him that Mr. Hunt took her back again?
Yeah, so that made everything even.
Oh, Gwen, you're such a fool. Don't you know that everything you said was against me?
No, it wasn't, Mel. I told him we were all glad to hit that old Billy in the eye.
Are you dressed, Margie?
Yes, I am.
Please hand me my letter coat, dear. Thanks. Will you hook the collar for me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Ah, there you are.
Thank
you. You know, Dad, I kind of like that cat, you know, too. He's just the cutest thing to me. Why, Gwen, did you ever have a mother?
Sometimes I wonder. Come on, Margie. Let's go up on stage.
Gosh,
Isn't it too bad Ben says such foolish things?
Yes, but she doesn't really mean it, Sam.
She'd be a terrible witness for anybody, wouldn't she?
I'm afraid so, Margie.
Oh, Teddy, this here.
Yeah, the detective is calling me.
Yes, Eddie?
As soon as you come off the stage after you do that letter number, Miss Spear, you got to have that coach to take back to headquarters. Well, Margie has done it. By cutting off the button and sewing it back on Murph's coat, you may have set off a chain of circumstances that will complicate the entire murder investigation. You know how important Captain O'Toole considers the garment, and how carefully he examined it
before he sent it to the theater.
Now he wants to see it again. Who killed Ray Hunt? Be sure to listen to the next thrilling chapter in the story of Murph and Miles. This is Andre Baruch speaking.